In studio now we have Rutendo Furusa. She is a social researcher by day and a food blogger and chef by night. She started cooking when she was 5 years old, helping her mom in the kitchen. She studied studied development studies and holds a master's from UCT. She enjoys cooking with vegetables and experimenting with different flavors. She started her Instagram page for at foodie's sake. Early this year to showcase her skills and encourage people to cook more healthy meals with complex flavors. It was through Instagram that one of the chefs on SABC3 after an experience reached out to her after stalking her page. Your stalker. Since she started recently on Afternoon Express in August. Good afternoon, Rutendo.
Good afternoon. I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I gave a lengthy introduction, but is there anything you would like to add about yourself that I missed?
Okay. Well, I don't know. How old do I look?
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
22.
Oh, wow. I love it when I ask that question. So, I'm nearly 30, if you don't.
I knew that. I knew it.
Yeah, that's what I'll add.
There's one thing that I forgot in the introduction. She's very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
At 5, what were you doing in the kitchen?
So I was mainly, if I'll be honest, I was licking spoons and bowls and that's what I was there for. But I was supposed to be learning how to cook. My mom loved to bake, so we used to bake a lot.
Sorry, you remind me in class, like, teacher's question.
If we're doing Afrikaans or any subject and I literally stand up and my sister's like, can you sit?
What is it like to work during the day and follow another passion at night?
It's incredibly hectic, I'll be so honest. It's busy, so I find that I'm very tired most of the time. At the end of the day, I just want to watch TV and just eat food. It's hectic.
Me too.
How do you balance such a busy life?
So I think one thing I'm good at is planning. I write things down. I'm very good at like making lists and things like that. So I write all the recipes I want to try out down and all the food that I need for that. And then I plan out when I'm going to cook something and when I'm going to take photos of it, when I'm going to post it. So everything is a plan. And that really helps me.
What is your favorite dish you had prepared?
Ooh, risotto. I love risotto. You guys know what risotto
what's
is?
That? No, I was going to ask you, what's that?
So it's like a rice. It's an Italian dish, and it's made out of risoni, which is like an Italian rice, and you cook it with cream. Sometimes you put bacon, sometimes you put mushroom. You can make a risotto out of anything, but it's very creamy. So it's like a pasta, but with rice.
I shouldn't have asked.
Are you hungry?
No, the way you describe it is so...
Have you ever made a flop in the kitchen once?
Of course.
And what was it?
I'm not very good with making bread. I was trying to make those bread rolls that you buy. It came out rock hard. Like, you could actually hit someone and hurt them with it.
I was trying to help my granny in the kitchen once, and I let everything fall on the floor. And when I tried to clean it up, I let the bucket of water fall. And
oh.
I had to come back, like, when it was supper time.
How has it been for you, Rutendo, to be part of Afternoon Experience?
It's been amazing. It's been quite scary. When I started, I was very nervous. But it's been such an amazing opportunity just to know that it's a live broadcast and it's broadcast all over the country, which means that I get so much exposure. So that is something that I appreciate. It's been absolutely amazing.
What has inspired you to cook mainly with vegetables?
So I didn't like vegetables when I was growing up. I really didn't.
I love vegetables.
You guys, yeah.
I love vegetables.
Yeah, so I wasn't a fan. But growing up, I realized that vegetables are incredibly healthy. And when you start cooking with vegetables, you don't have to cook them the same way all the time. So if it's broccoli, you don't need to just boil it. You can make it into a creamy something, bake it, put cheese on top, make it taste nice. So it doesn't always have to taste bland. So that's why I love cooking with vegetables.
When we have interviews about food, I'm leaving this room.
Is it too much?
Yes. Like, the way you describe the dishes is so, like...
My mommy, sometimes when she decides to go all up, she goes and then she puts spinach, cauliflower with cream cheese.
Oh,
and then
that's
this
yummy.
One time, she don't want to cook. She gives me like, I'm like, I'm not eating that.
You could have come to my
house. But then she's like... you can't get spoiled and get cream cheese. Eat it just like that. It's very healthy.
You should have been with my house.
No, thank you. Rutina, do you have any words of encouragement for the children that want to help or are helping already at the stage with their parents in kitchens?
Oh, I say if you're helping and you enjoy it, keep helping and learn as much as you can. And never give up on your dreams. So if you think that you want to be a chef one day or a cook or someone in the food industry, keep practicing. Do all the things that you need to be able to succeed. Read a lot of books. If you have magazines, food magazines, read the magazines. So keep at it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you, guys. You guys are so amazing. Like, I'm so impressed by this. Like, you're so professional, and I feel like you guys are the celebs here. You're just, you're amazing.
Thank you so much, Rutina, for coming here and letting me interview you with Zara. Although you gave us some hunger, talking about food, except the vegetable part.
So next time I'll bring you some food.
Yes. No veggies.
No veggies. I'll bring veggies. Risotto.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
And the next song is Location by Khaled.